Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Matty here. Welcome into today's show. We're going to be digging in on my 75 hard challenge. Many of you who've been following me on social media know what I am talking about. If you don't, you'll know in just a second. And really how this challenge and why challenges in general can not only transform you physically, but more importantly, the mental aspects of completing, committing, and seeing a challenge through, and how that has really changed the course of my life, my business, my bank account, my family. And I want to share some of those takeaways with you guys. But before we dive in, if you're new to the show, welcome. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode of the Millionaire Mindcast, where myself and my guests, we talk all things mindset, money, market updates, and really everything that goes into building a rich and fulfilling life. Knowing that everybody's got a different definition of what that means, right? What wealth, what being rich, what freedom actually means to you. We talk about the things that allow you to pick and pull what resonates most and apply accordingly on your journey based on where you're at, what you're looking to accomplish, and when you're looking to get there by. So that way you can have meaningful conversations, create meaningful action plans, and get in the trenches and actually go about building that and making it a reality. And so today I figured I'd share with you guys my 75 hard journey. Because, you know, for me, at the beginning of every year, I like to do something that is going to challenge me and really set the tone for the year. So I like to do something that is almost a little bit painful to begin the year, but it's when you do those things that you don't want to do and you overcome them or you commit to them, they suck, but you get to the other side, you have this level of grit, this level of confidence, this level of, you know, being proud that you did what you said you were going to do. And in the past, I've done, you know, spiritual retreats. I've done physical health challenges like CrossFit, like training for races, yoga challenges. I've done, you know, keto and other nutritional challenges, kind of a mixture of many things, hybrid things. So when I started thinking about, you know, what was I going to do for 2021? Because let's be honest, I'm only going to speak for myself, but 2020 was a wild year. I think I drank more in 2020 than I ever have before. You know, I wouldn't say I let my health slip, but it wasn't a top priority based on the level that I like to hold myself accountable to. And, you know, things just got a little bit loose. And I justified, I rationalized, I created a lot of narrative around that being okay. And so I wanted to do something that was really going to swing the pendulum back in the other direction. And sometimes that's what you have to do when you're not where you want to be. You have to take an immediate and sometimes an extreme action to get things moving in another direction. Just make one simple decision. And, you know, I started thinking about what I wanted to do this year, and I kept coming back to the 75 hard challenge, not because I wanted to do it, but more so because I didn't want to do it. My theme this year is weaponize. And the only way to weaponize yourself is to put in the work, to 2.0 yourself every single day. And by doing that, you really have to just do the hard things. You've got to go to battle with yourself every single day. So I said, what can I do that is really going to be a battle with myself every single day so that when I win those battles and I string those battles one together, I know I'm going to win the war. And over the last few years, I've become a big fan of Andy Frisella and his podcast and his brand altogether. And, you know, he's an acquired taste for some, but at the end of the day, the root of his message, the root of his words, the root of his heart, and how he cares about people and really wants to challenge people to be their best outside of all of the cussing and maybe the, you know, rough and tough that many people see on the exterior. I got a lot of respect for this guy, and I've been to his events and masterminds and have really followed and absorbed his content over the last few years. And I kept hearing about his 75 hard challenge, and I've seen online how many people's lives it's changed and how it's transformed them physically. But I didn't really understand the mental side of this challenge. So I started doing some more research. And basically, if you're not familiar with what the 75 Hard Challenge is, the 75 Hard Challenge is 1 gallon of water a day, 2 workouts a day. They cannot be simultaneously, so they got to be 2 completely separate workouts, 45 minutes minimum each, and one of those has to be outside. Both of them can be outside if you want, but a minimum of one can be inside, minimum of one has to be outside. 2 workouts, 45 minutes each. 10 pages out of a physical personal development book, so not an Audible, not a Kindle, 10 pages out of a physical book, no cheat meals, no alcohol. You basically have to pick any diet. You can pick the keto diet. You can pick, you know, Mediterranean. You can pick vegan, whatever you want, whatever diet you choose to pick for 75 days straight. That's what you have to stick to. No alcohol, no cheat meals. And then you have to take a progress photo daily. Now, if you miss one of these things in any capacity on a daily basis, you have to start over at day one. So you could be on day 74 and miss, you know, reading 10 pages or drinking a gallon of water and you're back to day one. So part of this challenge is about the details. It's about being able to string together 75 flawless days, no matter what obstacles, no matter what your schedule looks like, no matter what circumstances are or aren't ideal for you, 75 days. Now, I'm proud to say not only did I flawlessly complete the challenge and see a massive physical transformation, which you guys can see on my Facebook or my Instagram page. I posted it probably when you're listening to this earlier this week, but you'll be able to find it in my thread. And, you know, not only did I see and feel that physical transformation, but more importantly, it was the mental and the spiritual growth that I experienced that I'm more grateful for. Now, don't get me wrong. I do look damn good naked right now. Not going to lie. Marie, I love you, baby. And, you know, let's be honest, who doesn't like to look good naked, right? Who doesn't like to feel good about the way they look when they look at themselves in the mirror? But what I'm more proud of and more thankful for from this challenge is the mental hurdles and the mental challenges that I was able to overcome. You know, this challenge was hard as hell. I'm not going to lie. Now, it sounds pretty simple when you read through that list, right? Which I do love the flexibility of giving people the choice to, you know, pick what diet you want or pick how you want to do your 2 workouts every day. You know, pick what book you want to read. But at the end of the day, it is a very simple but sound framework. And Andy says, this isn't called 75 easy. This is 75 hard for a reason. So don't let the simplicity of this framework trick you, because it ain't easy. And not only is it hard to string together 75 days of physical discipline and execution, it's even harder to win the mind warfare that is going up on in your head for 75 days straight, knowing that you have to do those things or you start over. So let's talk about real fast some of the lessons and takeaways I had over the last 75 days, now that you guys have an idea of what that challenge is. And hopefully for those of you who are looking for some transformation in your own life, you'll have a better idea if this is the type of program and these outcomes, these ahas, these results actually align with what you're looking for. Because I would love, at least for my call to action, for all of you listening today to attempt this. I believe everyone should attempt this challenge. And if you truly commit to it, it is 1000% guaranteed to change your life. I can truly say that. I'll never be the same in a good way because of this challenge and what it taught me. So the takeaways, there's a lot, but I'm going to just share some of my tops that I think will resonate with you and serve you most. Number one is the importance of routine and rhythm. We have so many things going on nowadays in our lives. And I've always been a routine guy. I live and die by my calendar. And through routine, I find ways of getting probably 10 times more done in a day than most people do in a week. Because I'm not just allowing the day to come to me and reacting. Through my routine and my calendar, I'm very proactive and purposeful with every minute that I spend. And with this challenge, it is no different, and it required me to be even more disciplined and focused on my routine and rhythm. With the workouts and all the commitments, you know, I immediately started thinking of making excuses about how I was already so busy. You know, how am I going to get all this done? And it's going to be so hard. It's going to impede on my life, blah, 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 blah. Andy Frisella calls that the bitch voice, right? We all have this voice in our head that we find a way to act like a little bitch, to shrivel up, to play small, to justify and rationalize the excuses that we all have in our head on a daily basis. And guess what? A lot of the times they're valid, but it doesn't matter if you want the results. And just like with everyone else, with a clear plan and sound execution, anything is possible. And this was no different. So I really encourage anybody that's going to do this to stack as much of those commitments, the water, get as much of it drank before 2 or 3 o'clock that day. You don't want to be trying to choke down another 64 ounces of water to get your gallon in at 10 p.m. at night. You don't want to have to be going on your second workout and, oh yeah, it's got to be the outdoor one in the rain, which I had to do multiple times, or to my friends on the East Coast who were doing it out in the snow. You want to try and get as much of that done in the front half of your day. You know, all in all, I learned that I need to always get the most important things done early in the day because that's when I am giving my best. That's when my tank is most full. And so when you fall doing the really the most important things later in your day, you're not only going to be less productive, you're not going to be less purposeful, you're not going to be as passionate about doing it. It's not going to get the best result because it's not getting the best you. So find a routine that works for you and execute. It'll take a little bit of tweaking. It'll take a little bit of testing, right? But tweak, optimize, tweak, optimize, tweak, optimize until you find that sweet spot. Another one through this process that I learned was that, man, my bitch voice, as Andy calls it, is loud and it's active and it is there every single day. And guess what, guys? It's not going anywhere. We all have that voice, and there will always be a reason to justify not doing something, to rationalize our excuses. Oh, the baby didn't sleep, so I can't wake up early. I didn't get any sleep that night, or I had fires at work all day, or I had X or Y or Z come up. There will never be a perfect time or an ideal circumstance for you to get done exactly what you want to get done day in and day out. And you have to win those battles within your own mind. And guess what? When you do and you win those battles over and over, even in the moments that you have every reason and excuse lined up that actually might make sense to not do those things, and you go ahead and follow through with your commitment anyways, even when you don't want to, even when that motivation has left you, guess what? That turns into pure octane, pure gasoline and fire within you. You know why? Because you kept your commitment to yourself. Even when you had those excuses and those justified reasons why you didn't want to do it or why you couldn't do it, but you still followed through anyways, at the root of all of that is a very key word that I think a lot of people are missing in today's society, in today's day and age, that could make all the difference in not only their performance, but their results, and that is integrity. And we all love and respect ourselves more when we have integrity at the root of everything we do, which really ties into my next aha. Integrity is the root of all great successes, of some of the greatest, most impactful leaders, business owners, athletes. And guess what? Not everyone has ironclad integrity. Unfortunately, more people have a lack of integrity than they do upstanding integrity. I started with 25 people and only 3 that I started with actually finished flawlessly. Now, there's nothing wrong with failing. I'm not going to knock that. But I've seen a few other people post that they finished or that they did the challenge, but they actually didn't do it flawlessly every day, the way the program was designed and intended. And guess what? The only person who is losing in that whole process is not the people that they're showcasing that to. It's them. The guilt, the shame, and the lack of integrity that I've actually heard some of them say to me, man, I feel kind of shameful that, you know, I'm not doing this to the standards that I know it should be done. Well, then don't say that you are. Because a lack of integrity is really like a cancer inside. And it's only going to rob and take away from you when you're lying to yourself. So it's better to be honest. I know people who are honest about not doing it and they started over. And there's something to be said for that. This challenge is for you and only you. You can lie to yourself and anyone else that you like to at any time that you want to, and no one is going to know the difference, whether in this challenge or in other areas of business or in your marriage or with your kids. You know when you put in the work. You know when you're doing the right thing. You know when you're operating with integrity. And no one can take that away from you. And that is one of the greatest and most empowering feelings. And what does that do? It builds not only your confidence, but more importantly, it elevates your leadership and it enhances your core values. And in my opinion, integrity is one of the strongest and most important characteristics any person can have while they're here on planet Earth. And in challenges like this, it is only going to give you more opportunities to build up that integrity. So I thought that was a really cool takeaway because I feel not only proud of myself for completing the challenge the way I know it was supposed to be done, I feel proud of my integrity and how that is being carried into other aspects of my life and in my business. Number four, another takeaway was the whole no alcohol and no cheat meals. Now, this was a big one for me. If you guys know me, you know, I call myself the nickname, my dark side. One of my personas is Fatty Matty. I'm a closet fat kid. I love amazing food. I love amazing wine. I love amazing cocktails. I love amazing libations. And this was something that I have always told myself, you know, I enjoy these things. I need these things, right? To be able to have fun and to, you know, remain social with people and do a lot of that kind of stuff. So for me, that was something that I thought was going to be a really big challenge. And, you know, when I went to Super Bowl in Reno and I was there for, you know, 3 days, and then we were in, you know, I was the only person there that wasn't drinking. And when I realized that I was still able to have fun, I didn't wake up hungover the next day. I was still able to travel and remain on my diet. I was still able to, you know, basically enjoy going out and hanging around a bunch of other people that were doing things that normally I would participate in. It also made me realize that this was the first time in my life that I had ever been that guy that said, nah, I'm not going to have a drink tonight. In a social setting, I've always been like, yeah, pour them up. Let's rock. Let's go. Let's have fun. Let's turn up. And what I've realized in this process was I don't need it. Now, am I going to still enjoy a glass of wine here and there? Am I still going to drink socially when I go out with friends here and there? Absolutely. But I have a different relationship and outlook on the need to do that now. Because if I don't feel like doing it, I'm not going to do it. And I've heard many of you who've reached out to me say, oh, what's preventing me is, you know, my family likes to drink and I host and entertain and we like to, cool, so do I. My family loves to drink. My family loves to grub. We like to have a good time. But guess what? When you're committed to a true result and outcome, it doesn't matter what environment or circumstances you find yourself in. You either want the result and the outcome or you don't, not the excuse. You can't have both. And it taught me that I really didn't need a lot of those things. So that was a really big takeaway for me. Another one was, you know, what I like to call the ripple effect. You know, as I have shared with you guys, and mind you, I didn't really like posting, you know, my little fluffy pics of the belly and all that at the beginning of this journey. But as I continue to consistently give more people a window, and also it was, you know, public accountability, that turned into influence and leadership in a way that I kind of didn't realize it would. You know, leading yourself and sharing your journey is going to inspire others along the way. And I can't tell you every single day how many direct messages and how many people reached out to me. How many of you guys said, man, I'm going to start this challenge because of you. Or I'm so thankful that, you know, you're sharing your journey with us because of X and Y. And I did this because of that. And when you go and do this, you're going to create a ripple effect and awake in your own world. You know, for me, it had a big impact on my family. You know, every day, my daughter's dad, do you want to go on your 75 hard walk with us? So we were spending tons of time outside, getting them more active. Now they're thinking about, oh, you can't eat that, dad. That's not on your keto diet. Yes, I know, Ella. Thank you so much. Right? And it got them eating better. It got them thinking differently about health and nutrition and why these things are important. So yeah, there was the public accountability and the social impact that it had, but the internal impact it had in my own unit, my own family circle, was priceless to me. And it gave them somewhat of a measuring stick on what is possible when you hold yourself accountable and to actually see and participate in those results. So that was something that was really cool and I'm really grateful for. And I can already see changing the way my family operates. The other aspect of this is momentum. You know, momentum is something that you can't necessarily touch. You know, you can't necessarily see it, but you know when you feel momentum, and you know when you feel momentum working for you and working against you. And you heard me say at the beginning of this episode that, you know, I chose to swing the pendulum back in another direction because I could feel the momentum working against me heading into 2021. You know, and so why I really love this challenge is because I have more momentum. I feel like I have a jetpack on my back right now, and it's got unlimited NOS in it, unlimited gas in it. And I've got more real estate deals going. I've got a new hotel under contract. I've got flips going. I've got private equity deals that I'm doing that are bigger than anything I've ever worked on in my entire career. Ground up developments in multifamily. I have more momentum in business, but more importantly, in my relationship with my wife, my equity and connection with my daughters, now with my health. This momentum is something that you can parlay into so many other gardens and pillars of your life. And it all started with this challenge. So I'm extremely grateful for that. And to top it all off, I'm sick as hell right now. I don't know if I got COVID or not. We're waiting for the test, but I am sick right now. And I got sick on day 74. I was able to finish and power through on 74 and 75 because you better damn believe I wasn't starting over. But it was because of that momentum that actually propelled me across the finish line as well. And when life wants to throw hurdles and curveballs and challenges in front of you, when you have the momentum at your back, it makes it that much easier to keep going. You know, so I have so many other takeaways I could share with you guys, but all in all, this was an amazing challenge. And I'm going to take, you know, a few days to, at least when I can get my smell and taste back, to grub down, to drink after I'm sick, and jump right back into phase two, because I want to see what's next. I want to see what's capable for me, because this challenge really broke me down. It broke me down mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, in so many different ways. But at the same time, I was also able to parlay those breakdowns, parlay those wins, and to parlay those ahas and those takeaways into massive breakthroughs that showed me new levels of myself, new levels of discipline, of focus, of thinking, of love, of happiness, of income, stress management. I mean, all in all, I just feel like a completely different person. And to me, that is one of my addictions in life. It's growth. I'm addicted to growth. I'm addicted to seeing what's possible for myself. I'm addicted to seeing what's possible for you guys, which is why I do this podcast. It's why I share these things. I want to know what I'm capable of. I want to see what you're capable of. And that's why I loved this challenge, because it showed me something new. And I hope that it does for you. So what's next? I'm either going to do phase two right away, or I'm thinking of starting with Mike O'Hearn. He's got a 30-day blitz, and see where that leads me, and then maybe jump into phase two after that. But overall, I just want to say thank you to you guys. So many of you who have consistently hit me up, checked on me, shot me DMs, supported me. Thank you. And you know who you are. That means a lot. And all I can say is that I do feel officially weaponized across the board in a way that I honestly somewhat envisioned. If you would have told me, you know, by the end of the year that I would be feeling like this in Q1, I would have said that was a win for the whole year. So I feel extremely weaponized. I'm on track with my theme for the year. I intend to continue this momentum, which is why I want to keep doing some additional challenges, but I feel dangerous right now in a good way. So for those of you who are on the fence, you're looking for a challenge, look no further. This challenge will change you forever. I'm happy to support you in any way that I can. So if you guys have any questions, shoot me a text at 844-447-1555. Head over to millionairemindcast.com to check out show notes, all of our other episodes. If you're not subscribed to the podcast yet, be sure to hit that subscribe button. 3 episodes each and every week for you guys on how to become a whole life millionaire, not just becoming someone who has millions in the bank, right? But more importantly, someone who lives like a millionaire in all areas of their life. And if you got value from today's episode, all I ask is that you leave a review and help me continue getting more reviews on iTunes, whatever podcasting platform you enjoy listening to this content on. Share it with a friend, a family member, someone who needs to hear this. Post it on your social media. And don't forget to head over to therichlifestore.com for more swag, more freebies and downloads for you guys. And with that being said, thanks for tuning in today. Don't forget to follow on YouTube. And of course, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends.